In every game, you have lulls where you're not at your best, and teams get on top. And it's nothing changes. It's about taking chances and about keeping them out at the other end. On Saturday, the game you're referring to, I presume, we had, I'd say, a 20-minute spell where, everything that could go wrong went wrong, and ultimately they scored three in that period, and we were chasing the game, and the rest of the game was fairly fine. We went 1-0 up, possibly thought it was going to be easy, very complacent. We guarded against that, but when you're out there in that 90-minute spell, 95-minute spell, things conspire that the home team are going to have a spell. They had to have a spell. And in that spell, we had quite a few mistakes, and they capitalised on them. So it is vital. It is when they have their spell that you have to stand up to it. You have to be strong. You have to nullify that. And we never. So, credit to Yeovil, but we have to learn from that.
The players tend to be their own harshest critics, don't they, in this profession? Are they really keen to put it behind them, like, I guess, any time you lose a game?
Yeah, definitely. It hurt us. There was harsh words on Saturday. There was harsh words Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. They had a day off to reflect on it. Our parting words on Wednesday evening was about the game as well. So they've had a day off to reflect, and hopefully now we're now going to concentrate on what's in front of us, learn from what's happened, and now we've got a massive game against Mansfield, who is title favourites all of a sudden. So it's going to be a good game, and these are the games that we did stand up to last season, and I know we will turn in a good performance.
A lot of investment at Mansfield. They've brought in an awful lot of players. I guess that's why they're being billed as among the favourites, if not the favourites. What have you made of what's been going on there?
Yeah, I've been watching from afar. I've been watching players that they brought in. The hype that's gone with that, and they've gone favourites. Why? I don't really know, because it is a really tight league. If you're going to have title favourites, for me, it would have been Luton. They were knocking on the door last season. They've recruited well and they had a good start. So for me, it should have been them. But, Mansfield have took that mantle. Possibly they didn't want to. They've been made that by the bookies. But, they'll build on that, and they'll think that they will be title favourites. They had a good result last week and they had a good draw the week before. They'll think, and I know the manager will demand for the players to think that they are favourites for the league.
As far as Steve Evans, he's been there and done it, hasn't he, in this division and in other divisions. Is it a big job for him to bring together, double figures new players? You guys have done it here before when you've had to change it, but he seems to have made that conscious choice to bring in a number of players.
Yeah, he did. He had a little bit of a clear out. He wants things done his way. He demands it. You've seen that on the touchline. He's ferocious on the touchline. You have to stand up to that. Me and John will do that. We'll do everything we can for our team to perform, and for Steve, which he's very, very good at, by the way, not to influence the game. That's a challenge for me and John as well on the touchline, and John Doolan. So it'll be entertaining on the pitch and off the pitch, I think.
Yeah, does the technical area get a bit lively with Steve Evans and Paul Rayner in there and yourself and the Johns?
It will do, yeah. We had a great tussle, fantastic tussle away in the 4-4 game, which is one of the best games I've ever been involved in away towards the end of last season. At Accrington, you're actually touching each other. You can hear them breathe. It's not ideal. It's not ideal. And he is, as I say, he's larger than life. So I think it will be entertaining.
Is the fourth official getting danger money?
I think we're going to need about six fourth officials. But, all jokes apart, we've got the utmost respect for Steve and his staff, and I think he has for us. But as I say, when 3 o'clock comes Saturday, that all goes out the window. He'll want his team to win. We'll want our team to win.
You mentioned that game at Field Mill last season. That was a real catalyst, wasn't it? It kind of stopped the rot, I think John Coleman used the phrase at the time, and got you on an amazing run, four apiece, unbelievable game. Can this be a catalyst again to get you going?
Yeah, definitely. We're not at that stage yet. We demand the best from the players. We had a fantastic start to the season, and, we went on and we had a great game against Preston. Morale was high, possibly too high for Saturday. But, we demand the best from them. The players have got to take that on board. And we need a little bit of leadership at time. I think that's the only thing that's been missing in last season. And we don't want this season to be the same as last season in terms of the way the league went. Last season we beat the title favourites. Doncaster, and then we had a great result against Bradford. Then we went away to Barnet and got beat. We don't want to replicate that, where we're playing the so-called, all respect to Yeovil, lesser teams in the league, and we can be classed as that, but you know, we demand the best from our... We don't want to be getting beat against the bottom half of teams and beating the top half teams. So we've got to do better than that team.
I know there was a bit of injury and illness about last weekend. How are you looking in terms of the squad now? Has there been enough time for a few to recover?
Yeah, definitely. We will have at least two back, and we're still awaiting on a couple of scans on a couple of players, but we definitely have at least two back.
And just lastly, it is still August, so we still have to ask this question at the end of every interview. Is the radar still on? Are we still looking at new recruits? Is there anything imminent?
Yeah, looking. We're speaking to a couple of players, and hopefully we will bring one or two in by the end of the month.